We're talking about the 17th annual Manhattan Short, which is an annual film festival that takes place at, what, 250 cities around the world around during the same week period.
Correct.
Every year.
It's a truly international audience choice film festival. This will be the 16th year that we've had it on campus, and for the 16th year, the only place in Missouri where you can actually come and see this film festival.
Every year, MSU is the only location in the state of Missouri that is host to the Manhattan Short Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. But it will be seen over the next week. They expanded it from what was originally a 2 or 3 day event. Now it's a full week long. So 47 countries, over 100,000 people will see these 10 short films, and they'll get to vote on the best of the fest. They're also voting, they started this last year, they're voting on best actor.
Mm-hmm.
Best actor, actress, which is another kind of interesting thing to be able to do as an audience
member. Now, Manhattan Short, as we say, it's been in operation for close to 20 years, and they recruit short films, and they mean what length by
that?
You
know, I think this year the longest film is going to be 15 minutes long.
Okay.
They are truly short films, and they are a really wonderful worldwide festival. I think 8 countries this year, a couple from the U.S., a couple from England, and then Germany, Norway, the Netherlands, France, Mexico.
Australia.
Yeah, lots of really interesting-looking films this year. But they have a good entry. They had 589 entries, and they picked 10 films this year. So these are the cream of the crop. And almost always a couple of them go on to be in the short Oscars or in other big worldwide festivals as finalists.
And the idea here is that you be the judge. When you attend, you're handed a ballot when you walk into Plaster Student Union Theater, and that allows you to vote, as we said, for best film and best actor after you watch these 10 short films. And this takes place tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m. in Plaster Student Union here at Missouri State University.
Right. Now, this is the only one of the MSU film series for which there is a charge. So there will be a table set up outside. It does cost $10 per person. But that money goes straight into the digital film production scholarship that was established by the Media Journalism and Film Program maybe 8 years ago. So everything that you spend to see these films literally benefits students and student filmmakers, which is a very cool thing also.
You know, student filmmakers who will hopefully go on to do some of the same sorts of things that these producers have done and be able to enter international festivals and win awards and actually get seen by the general public and so on.
Right. And that's actually happening right now. I mean, this is a very strong film program here at the university. Mm-hmm. Won an Emmy a couple of years ago, have had lots and lots of success in international film festivals, including a short musical that was produced here 2 years ago that was in India last year, which is far afield, but very cool to know that international audiences are seeing our film work.
What sorts of films are among the 10 finalists?
You know, pretty interesting. There's
usually a huge range of different styles.
Yeah, it's a huge range. There's a couple that will be animated. One is an animated documentary about the effect of crime on people. Another one is a live-action animated piece from Germany. And the cut line on that is that a man searches for the soul of a city and encounters an enigmatic young woman who unlocks his heart. It looks like a charming film. A couple of tough ones, too. The Bravest and the Boldest from the USA. A mother tries to avoid 2 U.S. Army officers ready to deliver the worst news of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And a story from Mexico about a teenager who crosses the border and encounters more than he ever imagined. Plus then some comedies and some really just pretty interesting-looking films this year, including one from France that's about an astronaut in space who receives a mysterious radio message called On Off.
Okay.
So I'm actually looking forward. This year looks like a very strong batch of films. We always take a break after we see 5, and we give away some prizes. This year we'll be giving away some student films that were produced here at the university.
Good.
And it's a kind of a party atmosphere, which is fun. I it's actually one of the things I look forward to most in the film series every year.
This is the Manhattan Short Film Festival MSU version at Plaster Student Union tomorrow evening starting at 7, and admission is
$10,
and all proceeds from admission sales will be used for film scholarships for MSU digital film production students. And well, who can people contact for information?
You know, they could contact me, Mark Biggs at MissouriState.edu.
Or Tim White, Dr. Tim White, T.R. White at MissouriState.edu.
Correct. Either one of us can give you lots of information. The easiest thing to do is just come by the Plaster Student Union, and you can see the playbill there if you're still wondering whether you want to come.
Right.
But we hope you do.